I could feel the other guilty voters starting to weaken as we were continuing to talk it out. We were very frustrated after they didn't answer our questions. We were just like, man, like, fuck, what are we supposed to do? We're just aggravated. And it just got us to a point where, like, we're kicking it around and we're starting to, like, wonder exactly, like, ah. And you can just, like, feel this, like, sort of tension about, like, do we really reward the police for their bad job? And, again, to me, I'm still holding out here a bit, but, like, I'm not hell-bent on sending Grandma up the river here. I'm not, we gotta convict her. She absolutely was impaired, and she absolutely was driving the vehicle on a public road, and blah, blah, blah. All the criteria are met. Guilty, guilty, guilty. I'm not quite there. I'm not banging the table. And I can feel the room shifting. And then one of the other jurors says, guys, it's 4:15. If we don't, like, if we don't get this done by 4, we got 15 minutes. If we don't have this done by 4:30, they're going to make us come back tomorrow morning to continue this process. And that was a real cracking of the whip. That got everybody moving. We were like, oh shit, we need to speed this up. We need to get this done. We gotta vote. We gotta get to unanimity here. And it was at that point that Team Not Guilty really started getting steam. And I just told them, I'm like, hey, I mean, and I in my heart of hearts, I really felt like this was jury nullification. I really felt that there was enough evidence to convict this woman, but we were just like, no, we won't. You cops did a bad job, and we are not going to reward you, and we're letting her walk, as is our God-given right to do so. The glories of the American Constitution allow a jury to just say no. And there were a couple of people who were like, hey, that's a bit strong. We have honest reasons for why we're on the not guilty side of things. We're not just spitting in the eye of this indictment. And I'm just like, hey, whatever gets you through in the night, it's fine with me. I'm not gonna be the one holdout that's fighting to get a conviction here, because I'm not gonna fight harder than the cops did. The winning line, again, I mentioned it, but the winning line from the defense attorney was, she said, they want you to do their jobs for them. Don't convict her just to make up for the mistakes they made. And at the end of the day, that's kind of how it went down. And we voted not guilty. We went in, we said not guilty. Judge congratulated us, said we did a bang up job. I have no idea if he meant that or not, but that's what he said. And then that was it. And we were done. The one last fun thing that happened was we got to be like kings for the day in there, because it was very funny. Stuff would happen, and then the court officer would send us into the room, and someone would say, all rise for the jury, and everyone in the courtroom would have to stand up, and then we would go into the jury box, and then they could all sit down. And we did that on the breaks. We did that when we had the questions, all that stuff. So everyone had to stand up for the six of us. We were the cool people for the moment. And so we let Granny walk. And it was really funny. Someone mentioned, because we were really just fighting on this, that, like, if we had voted to convict her, we wanted to make a note, like, please don't send her to jail. This was, like, a stupid victimless crime. And, like go easy on her, basically, was our mindset. And we also wanted to put down, if we voted not guilty, to be like, hey, look, lady, we know you screwed up, and we really hope that this brush with the law and severe consequences gets you to straighten up and fly right and start doing better and all that kind of stuff. So, like, it was a thing. It was a struggle. It was interesting. I my conscience is clear about voting not guilty, but at the same time, if we had had if the other jurors had been more of a mindset to convict her, I would have been okay with that too. So that was my day. That was my day in court. That was Mike Rehn's juror handling the affairs of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. I forget like exactly how it came up, but we were all talking about it. We were like, "Oh man, I can't believe we like made it to the jury. Like this sucks," like all that kind of stuff. And I mentioned that like I could have just gone hog in the when they talked to us because the flag in the courtroom had the gold fringe on it, and I could have just been, I can't be a jury under maritime law or something like that, and just. They would have got rid of me real quick after I pulled that, but I couldn't do it. I couldn't go full Q in order to get out of jury duty. So I freed a dangerous, reckless driver, and that was how it all shook out. So I hope you enjoyed this. Hope this was at least interesting, and that if you ever do get stuck on a jury, you'll have an experience kind of like mine. So thanks for listening. Reviews, bonuses, all that kind of good stuff. Go to patreon.com/pokerpolitics. Hook me up. Throw some shekels my way. Give me some money. If you don't want to do that, go to level146.org and give them money to fight human trafficking, which, Lord knows, given the fucking news and Epstein, sounds like a good idea. Thanks to Frosty and DJ Minimal Effort for the bumps and the music. Thank you all for listening, and never forget that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone in the assassination of President Kennedy.